It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world at mybradio.com and on the 77 WABC app. Thank you, New York. I know I sound, you hear this week in and week out, but a special thank you. Nielsen consistently has us in the top 10 in New York AM radio at the 10 o'clock hour. And, of course, that's a special thank you to the wonderful listeners and the confidence that you have in this program. This radio show, Mind Your Business, is all about you. Every single week, we seek and interview C-level executives and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights on so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, leadership, strategic planning, financial planning. You'll hear a lot about that tonight. Marketing and advertising, time management, customer attention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special thank you to the show's producer, Pesach Trapper, and to the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays an important support role. Cirilli, Rena, Miriam, Dina, Hoodie, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, Alex, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you. Also, a shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. First, we'll give a shout-out to Mishpacha Magazine. The recent interview that I had with the CEO of Evernote, Chris O'Neill, was featured in a recent edition of Mishpacha Magazine. In fact, that was that great quote that they pulled out. Multitasking is a myth. You try to do two things at once, it halves your IQ. Do one thing and do it better than anyone else. What great advice. The CEO of Evernote, Chris O'Neill. And that entire interview is available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And in fact, that's the incredible resource. That's the website for the show where you can have access to every single guest we've had on. Chris McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers, Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, John Sculley, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Christine Comerford, Norm Traynor, Jason Robinson, director of marketing at UPS, Captain Sully Sullenberger, and so many other fantastic guests that we've had on this program. They're all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, we're going to tonight's incredible guest. In studio, we have none other than Marvin Blum, founding partner at the Blum Firm. Marvin founded the Blum Firm, the largest estate planning firm in Texas, over three decades ago. The Blum Firm is known for serving hundreds of high net worth families, several with a net worth over $1 billion. That's not a million, that's a billion. Every client, or imagine, certainly has a high net worth, but when you're dealing with that in that league, then obviously you understand why I wanted to get Marvin on the show. New York's Worth magazine once named Marvin as one of the nation's top 100 attorneys, the nation's top 100 attorneys. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss the importance of business transition planning, common pitfalls people face when planning their business transition, and how to make sure your family business keeps your family together rather than driving it apart. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome, Marvin Blum. Marvin, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
How was your trip up from Texas?
Well, a little tricky yesterday with weather, but we made it fine, and we're glad to be here. Honored to be here.
Thank you. I'm going to open with a question that I open to most guests, especially someone of your stature. Maybe just give me a little background. What was your journey like? I mean, where you are today, did you dream about this in high school?
You know, I'll start my journey a little further back. I have four grandparents who immigrated from Eastern Europe and landed in the South in Texas and in Alabama. And my parents were raised as first-generation Americans and instilled in me a very, very strong work ethic. I think very common to that group of that generation.
Absolutely.
And they also instilled on me the importance of putting knowledge into your mind, because when you were torn away from your home country with nothing, they said what you put into your mind, no one could ever take
Great
away
point.
From you.
Great point.
So I came with those values and entered law school, searching for an area of law that would appeal to me. And I had this eureka moment when I took an estate planning class and thought, this is a way I can help people. And I got out of law school. I went to work for a big law firm. And frankly, it wasn't the fit I was looking for. Mm-hmm. I wanted my own shop. My dad used to say to me, if it's a lemonade stand, it's better than working for someone else. Even if it's if you just own a lemonade stand, better that to own it yourself than to work for someone else. So I kind of had that upbringing, and I decided to open my own law firm. And I never dreamed we'd grow to the size that we are today. We now have almost 30 lawyers.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm very, very
Mazel
grateful.
Tov.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Now, you cover many different areas, but for the purpose of this show this evening, we're going to be talking a lot about business transition planning. Now, there are many in the audience that understand exactly what that topic is, and there are many that don't. Perhaps in a, you know, in a simplistic way, you can explain, what is business transition planning?
The business transition planning, and also sometimes is called business succession planning, mm-hmm. same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically what will happen to your business when, not if, you're no longer there to run it. And that's important, because there will come a day that you will not be there to take care of your business. And you, if you don't plan ahead, then you're leaving behind a very complicated situation for those behind you. For those who love their family,
mm-hmm.
and they love their business, and they love their employees, they owe it to them to make arrangements so that when they're gone, there will be an orderly process to keep the ball rolling and to keep that business going. I can share with you an
sure.
example. For, you know, I worked with two guys who were 50-50 partners in an oil and gas business.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one of them died unexpectedly and had done no planning in advance. And literally his family had no idea about anything. He had done everything. Mm. And it took them months to go through his office and go through and they would just have to depend on what came in the mail to find assets. And they didn't
wow.
know what money they had. And after that experience, the other 50% partner kind of observed it. And he said, I don't want that to happen to me. And so he recognized that he needed to plan for his ultimate demise. He searched through his choices and he ended up identifying a son-in-law who he thought had the skill set to learn that business, even though he had never worked in that business before. And he brought him in to shadow him. And for about 5 years,
wow.
he rode around in the truck with him for 5 years. you know what I'm talking about, even in New York.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, he rode around in the truck with him. And lo and behold, this other partner was in a terrible plane crash and unexpectedly died. And the son-in-law seamlessly continued the business. It's an incredibly successful business in Texas, and it was all because the patriarch
foresight.
There had the foresight to do some planning. You know, a lot of business owners think they're indispensable. You think, what keeps you from doing this? And they say, well, I'm indispensable. There's nobody who can fill my shoes. And I heard once a quote from Charles de Gaulle, and he said, cemeteries are full of indispensable people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess the next natural question that comes up is, at what point should a company be thinking of succession planning?
Well, you know, I think that it's never too early. And here I'm going to share a personal story
sure.
with you about
sure.
why that I feel that way so strongly. Because there's this common myth that most people operate under that I'll get around to this later. I've got time. I'll deal with it later. And about a year ago, my brother suddenly became sick. He felt like his foot was broken. And he went to the hospital. And a few days later, they said, you have pancreatic cancer. And do you know, 2 weeks later, he was gone. And this is from a 65-year-old fellow who was seemingly completely healthy. And we all thought he had many, many, many years ahead of him. And lo and behold, he was ripped away from us with about 2 weeks after his terribly tragic diagnosis. And it taught me some important lessons as an estate planning lawyer, but one of them that really rings loud and clear is you don't always have as much time as you think you have. You have no idea what tomorrow is. And I know that firsthand. And we had a family business, and he was so young and healthy, we had not gotten around to figuring out all of the details of what would happen when he was gone. And miraculously, my mother, who is 87 years old,
God bless,
and smarter than anybody I've ever known in my life, and still 100% clear-headed and with it, she came out of retirement. She'd retired 15 years ago. She came out of retirement, went full-time back in, and took a one-year time period to run and then ultimately wind down that business.
That's unreal.
Only one who could have done it. If we had not had her, we don't know what we would have done.
Wow.
Miraculously, though, thank God, she had the capability to step in. But that's living dangerously. We just had no idea that. So I cannot stress strongly enough that getting started now is the right time now.
Folks, I guess this is really why we're in the top 10 consistently in AM New York AM radio, according to Nielsen. But guests such as Marvin Blum are really, really special. I mean, you're, and he's, by the way, we're not going to disclose on the air. If someone calls the firm, by the way, how could they reach you?
Well, the Blum firm is in Texas, and
right.
we have
the web address.
Yeah, the web address is www.theblumfirm.com.
T-H-E-B-L-U-M-F-A-R-M, theblumfirm.com.
Thank you.
You know, if you're going to call the firm, it's very good advice to call the firm, but it will, obviously it's what they do professionally. And here he's on the radio and sharing priceless wisdom and advice with the listeners of Mind Your Business. So we definitely appreciate that. Just want to talk for a second about our giveaway this week. Every week we have a giveaway. Sometimes we have books. This week we're going to give away a free 3-month Evernote premium subscription. It's for 3 months. But it's a premium subscription to Evernote. All you have to do is send a text to text over MYB, that's for Mind Your Business, MYB to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win a free 3-month Evernote premium subscription. Good luck. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had, and now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit alitrahealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 77 WABC and, of course, around the world, even for those in Texas, at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. My guest this evening is none other than Marvin Blum, founding partner at the Blum Firm. He's, again, many in the industry and the, you know, attorneys are familiar with Marvin. In case you're not, you can just Google his name and you'll see why we were so excited to have Marvin on the show. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
I'm honored to be here.
Thank you. Before we go on, I just, you know, got to give a shout out to some of the stars that helped prepare to make this happen. Special thank you to Norm Trainer and to some of the stars at the Blum Firm, Kathy Barden and Kathy Hamilton. Thank you for all the prep work to make this as special as it's turning out to be. Marvin, question. You identified the obvious to a degree, which is why people push this off, push succession planning off, because, you know, we'll be around for a while, and, you know, some of us think we'll be around forever. Are there any other obstacles that you would say that are out there, why people push off transition planning?
Well, I think that most of the reason is psychological. I think that for founders of businesses, it becomes very hard for them to face the prospect that they won't be here one day. There's this belief that most of them have that I think that they feel like they'll live forever. And it's very hard for them to confront reality that they won't be here one day. And I think, too, that they worry about what their life will be like after they would transition out of a business, and would their life suddenly become empty and boring, and what will we, you know. And so it helps to consider the psychological aspects of this planning. This is not just documentation. There's a lot of psychology involved in this. And I think in a lot of families, they worry about family dysfunction and what will this open up? Is it sort of, are we opening a can of worms here? Am I going to create friction among my family members when I create this plan? But my point about that is better to address those issues while the patriarch and matriarch are alive and able to provide the family with some wisdom, right, and some glue, than for the family have to wrestle through those things when patriarch and matriarch are not here. So those are some of the reasons. And I think another is the cost. I mean, a lot of people get very worried about what it's going to cost. But I think it's more expensive, right, not to do it than to do it.
Now, take, for example, a business, a company that's, you know, doing relatively well, and the second generation's coming in, not the third generation yet, but the second generation, and the patriarch, they're around, they're running it, they're in their 50s and their 60s, and the young generation's coming in. Does your firm also deal with that, or it's only, you know, the fact that once the matriarch and patriarch are out of the picture?
Oh, we deal with it at all points on the timeline, and earlier the better. But the fact is, we much prefer to get started on this kind of planning when you have the input and the buy-in of the matriarch, the patriarch, and all the stakeholders in the business. And it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But it's important to get this ball rolling early and get the input of all the important stakeholders in the business. I think it's important in all of this to manage expectations. I think when people enter into this, they think that, oh, well, maybe there's some form I can sign that will take care of this. Well, let me tell you, in this area of planning, there are no forms. This is not a will. This one's a lot harder, and you have to prepare people to understand it's going to take longer, and there will be no perfect answers.
Hmm. So if you take a business like so many that I'm sure you've been dealing with, it's a healthy, thriving business. It involves a lot of moving parts. And let's say when you enter, there is already an element of friction in the business. Are there any simple answers for that?
Well, and friction is normal. Let me tell you, every family has it. I have never seen a family that doesn't have to deal with some level of friction. And to me, it's important to deal with it and not to sweep it under the rug. And when you put together the planning team for this, and this is generally a team of advisors, not just your lawyer only, but a team that it includes people on there like people that the family has had a relationship with for a while, like maybe their longtime accountant and a financial advisor. And but you want somebody on there who has some understanding of psychology. A business consultant with some psychology background is very valuable in this because they are equipped to handle friction and diffuse it before it erupts. You don't want a volcano to erupt here, you want somebody who knows how to handle families and all the family dynamics. And trust me, your family is not the only one. Every family has these difficult dynamics. So it's putting together the right team to handle it.
And it's great advice you're sharing, because I'm sure so many have, entered like, my situation is much worse than everyone else's, but, you're talking reality. Yeah. This is what it is. It's important to know that this is the atmosphere, and therefore, let's move forward trying to make things work out. Let's not, as you said, sweep things under the rug, or let's play. I've had another person that said, he has a great line. He says, don't play make-believe with me. Don't play make-believe. Mm-hmm. Let's put everything on the table, spell out the facts. Let's talk, as there's a Yiddish saying, let's talk tachlis.
I get it. Let's get the MS out here.
Yeah, too, let's get the MS out. Yeah. Exactly.
I heard a line from an advisor in this area called, his name is Matt Wesley, and he said it's important for the founder of a business to move from being the quarterback to being the coach. And that's a tough transition, but they're accustomed to serving as quarterback of the team, and it's time to train a new quarterback, and you move into the role of being the coach and coaching that guy, so that that guy or that gal who can then take over the business when you're no longer here and not available to coach.
Yeah. I remember reading a book years ago by John Maxwell, a great author, where he really talked about certain, even in corporations, which is a different dynamic naturally, but where certain CEOs prepared their successor, and of course the business continued to thrive, and others that, maybe it was an ego drive or whatever the case is, and they were like, wanted to prove to the world that it would just collapse, and guess what?
let me tell you, the statistics in this area are very sobering. It's about 90% of businesses don't make it to the third generation in a family.
Wow.
Only about 10% of businesses manage to survive from generation to generation. That's daunting statistics. And if you want to be one of those 10 percenters, then we can learn lessons from what they've done, and you copy from them. Right. But the main thing that they do is they plan.
Now, if I may, just another interesting question. Are there times when you look at all the data and you say, you know what? It would be best in this case to sell as opposed to moving it through the next generation?
Absolutely. And you don't want to hit a family business owner with the idea of selling his business too early, because again, these are psychological issues. And remember, this business is like a baby to this family member. Yeah. It's like a member of the family. But the reality is, you have to really be very honest about who is suited to take over this business. And if you look at all the possibilities and all the family dynamics, and you think, hey, I'm going to be out of the picture. I'm not going to be here to be the peacemaker anymore. Right. And if indeed there isn't a good recipe for transition within the family, then go ahead and address the tough one, and that is let's sell this business before it becomes a burden on the family. Let me share a story about a successful family that I read about. It's the Pack Paper Company out of Vancouver, Washington, and they make paper sleeves for coffee cups.
Okay.
And it was a family business. It had been in the family for 40 years, and the fellow running it, the son of the founder, always imagined that the business would pass down to the next generation.
Right.
But he all of a sudden one day got an unsolicited offer from a competitor to buy his business at a very, very good price. And it caused him to stop and think. He'd never imagined selling the company. But when he got that offer, he surveyed the landscape and he became honest with himself. He said, I really don't have a member of this family who's suitable to take it over. And he ended up accepting the offer and selling the company because he realized for the long run that was the thing that was best for the family.
Great story. Mm-hmm. Great story. My guest this evening, none other than Marvin Blum, founding partner at the Blum Firm. They've been around for over three decades, So he definitely knows a thing or two about succession planning and, of course, many other areas of financial planning, et cetera. Again, Marvin, how can people get in touch with your firm?
So the website is www.theblumfirm.com, and we would welcome the opportunity to help.
Now, you service clients nationwide?
We do have a nationwide practice, and I'm very grateful. I'm amazed by the fact that we have grown to that level, but I'm very, very grateful.
Special, special. We're going to take a short commercial break, but before we do, the giveaway this week is the Evernote Premium Subscription, a three-month offer. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB. Again, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. Text it over to 64600, and one lucky listener is going to win an Evernote Premium three-month subscription. Good luck. Stay tuned.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. Let our team of attentive collection specialists recover your money for you so you can focus on growing your business. To get back your hard-earned money, call 917-400-3253. 917-400-3253. Or visit GinnyDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Hi, I'm Harold Sokol, your friendly CPA. If you haven't done your past individual or business taxes, give me a call. 1-888-CPA-4066. I have 35 years of tax experience and have helped a lot of people with their federal and state tax problems. I am local, do all the work myself, have very reasonable fees, and you don't have to deal with anyone through telephone or computer in another state. Be aware that if you owe more than $10,000 to New York State and you don't make a deal with them, you can lose your driver's license. Since January 1st, if you owe the IRS a certain amount of money and you don't deal with them, you may lose your passport. So if you are thinking of starting a business and need an accountant, or you're not getting the service from your present person, call me and you will have pleasure or nachas or shashtya or guyo. So call me at 1-888-CPA-4066, 1-888-CPA-4066. I thank you.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. This is Yisroel Saftlis, and my guest this evening is none other than Marvin Blum, founding partner at the Blum Firm. You're the largest in Texas.
That's correct. Thank you.
Largest firm in Texas. Now, Texas is a big place.
Well, let's clarify. Largest estate planning boutique firm. Yeah, we have 29 lawyers right now, but in growing, still growing. But that's actually the largest group of estate planning lawyers in one shop.
Wow! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow! Now you touched on this earlier in the show, and you said it really well. But I want to really talk about this because it's such an important point. You said that not planning a business transaction is a transaction is actually much more expensive than letting the pieces fall where they may and the heirs dealing with it at a later time.
Yeah, it is very costly not to do this kind of transition planning. And I will mention that the costs are on two levels. One level, of course, is financial, but the other level is emotional. And it can really tear a family apart if you haven't taken the steps to plan ahead. But let's talk a moment about the financial, and I'm going to mention the idea of estate tax, because we learned in this latest tax act that the estate tax is here to stay. It was not repealed. I don't think it's going to get repealed at any time that we can foresee. Mm-hmm. And the reality is these family businesses can end up being worth a lot of money, a lot more than people realize. And therefore, if you don't plan to transition your business properly, the IRS can pop you with a very hefty estate tax bill when the founder of the business dies. And then the family is scrambling around, has 9 months to raise a chunk of money that's equal to 40% of what the business is worth. And the government wants cash. So I will tell you that another aspect of this kind of planning, in addition to identifying a successor and those things, is the tax side. Because we do what we call estate freeze planning. Like, you take the value of the business at what it's worth today, and you freeze it at that value by transferring it out of your name and into certain trusts so that the future growth on the business is not in your pocket. And this is sometimes called squeeze and freeze planning, because if you do it right, you also can squeeze the value down using valuation discounts. But time is not your friend on this. The longer you wait to do it, the harder it is to pull this off. So here again, you want to start early. And if you are earlier in the timeline, you can accomplish a big valuation discount, and you can freeze the value before this company goes up in value. And certainly you want to do this long in advance of selling a business where the value has been now documented, and you would have a very hard time valuing it for less than that sales price.
Now, just to move off of the topic of business for a moment, and this came up in the New York Times article, which we will discuss a little later. I'm not sure if it was you or one of the other guests in that column had commented that it even is advisable that people start transferring some of their money during the person's life. Don't just wait till person passes on.
Yeah, that was me. I am a big believer in what I call pre-funding an inheritance to your kids, and not waiting until you're gone for an inheritance to be set aside for kids. And that way, the patriarch and matriarch have the comfort of knowing that their kids' inheritance is secure. It's in a protected pocket now, in a trust that is protected from creditors, protected from divorce, and it will be there for future generations. And they can begin to see their kids enjoy it. They don't, I pointed out in the article, when somebody inherits in their 60s, usually they're at a point in time where they don't need it.
Right.
And wouldn't it be nice to do something earlier in the picture when your kids can actually
benefit?
They need it, and you get the nachas of watching them enjoy
Great
it.
Word,
yeah. It is a very gratifying feeling. And baby boomers like me and many of my generation are looking for fulfillment in their life at this point. You know, we're kind of in that last chapter we're going into, and you want to believe that your life meant something, and that you've had a legacy that you passed down to others. And if you can see the benefits of your labor helping future generations, it's very gratifying.
Now, you mentioned earlier about a business searching for and landing a great successor. Are there any tips for that particular, any guidance on that?
You know, there are. I think, first of all, you want to involve a team of advisors that will include, again, somebody with some psychological skills who will interview all the stakeholders. And who are the stakeholders? This is your family members. It's all the key employees of the company. It's people who have an interest in this company. And the independent advisors can find out things that the founder may not hear about, because people won't always open up and tell daddy what's really on their mind, but they will tell an independent party, and they can gather information and help the founder assess who's really suitable to run this company. There's an example of a man who was in his 80s who had a son in his 60s. And the 80-year-old said, "I'm going to transition this business over to him, but he's not ready." Okay. So the advisor interviews the 60-year-old and learns that the guy is about to retire and has no intention of working much more. And the father's thinking, when he's ready, I'm going to hand it down to him. Well, there's a disconnect in this family. So you see my point. You've got to survey the landscape here. And I'll tell you, so there's a lot of overlooked options here. There are people like I mentioned, the son-in-law that the fellow picked. I mean, you know, sometimes that's a good choice. I tell you, I read a really interesting article that said the most overlooked option in this are females. That there is a generation that believes, I've got to look for the male heir who is best suited to take over my business. And they have discovered, and there's some statistics on this now, that women coming in and running a company tend to do an extremely good job, even better than men. And I think they bring the sensitivity that it requires for them to navigate the, you know, the delicacy of an ownership transition. And so women are a great candidate. And so you may have a daughter or a daughter-in-law who you're not thinking about that might be the right one.
My guest this evening is none other than Marvin Blum, founding partner at the Blum Firm. They've been around for over three decades. They are the largest firm of its kind in the state of Texas. They service clients nationwide. And in fact, Marvin, if people out there want to get in touch with you, what would be the preferred way?
I would go www.theblumfirm.com.
And Blum is spelled B-L-U-M.
Correct.
Before we take a commercial break, just want to remind the listeners that our giveaway this evening is the three-month Evernote premium subscription. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB, and you're automatically entered. Again, I'll repeat that. The giveaway this week is the Evernote premium three-month subscription. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB, and one lucky listener is going to win it. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. I am very fortunate because every single week I get to interview a very special individual with a lot of experience in their area of expertise, and this week is no different. Marvin Blum, really great conversation. Thank you.
Honored to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, there was an article in 2014 in the New York Times, and the title was Looking for Ways to Keep Money from Dividing a Family. A really fantastic article. You just Google it, and you'll see the wisdom from Marvin Blum in that article. There's a quote there that you said. We touched on it earlier, but it's really a fantastic quote. I want to repeat it. You wrote this a couple years ago and identified your age then. I'm at a point in my life where the things I want, I can't buy with money. I want relationships and memorable moments. Really, nail on the head.
Well, you know, the older you get, the more you kind of figure out what really matters to you. And I'm grateful that I had that revelation because it has really shaped a lot of decisions I've made ever since I figured that out. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what brings me to New York often is I have this wonderful daughter and her family here, and I am determined to spend a lot of time here. I think you have to be present to win when you're in this grandparent role.
That's amazing. Special.
Thank you.
Special. Very special. So, you know, in the article, we, you know, a lot was discussed. And in fact, you even, you know, we there was this that symposium that they talk about. And, you know, just they really cover a lot. Now, they talk about, you know, financial planning. But again, for the purpose of tonight's conversation, we're focusing on the business side of things. For a business that has that realized that they do have to start addressing the issue of succession planning, but they identify a few players that may, you know, let's say there are grandchildren already in there, and there are, you know, I'll, if I may present even a bit of a complicated case, there may be eight children already, children, grandchildren, say, in the family, but there are only two or three stars. Oy vey.
Oy vey. It happens all the time. Let's talk about
that one.
And first of all, I want to take that and separate two concepts. One is the concept of ownership, and the other is the concept of management. You may leave the ownership of the company in equal shares to everybody in your family, but that doesn't mean the management of the company goes to everybody in equal shares. And so I could own a stake in a business that is... But not necessarily be part of the management team on that business, because you want to put the right managers in who are really going to do what's best for the business. But you have to be very careful here, because you also have to be sure there is a cash flow that will go out to those who are not active in the business, or else there's going to be ill will. I'll share a couple of stories on this.
Sure, please.
There was a client that I was working with who had a family business, and he had a couple of nephews working in the business with him. And then he had a daughter who was not in the business. And he said to me that he was going to leave the business to the two nephews because the daughter really didn't need any money. And I said, how important is it to you that your daughter continue getting along with her cousins after you're gone? He said, oh, well, it's extremely important to me. She has no siblings. This is all she's got, and they've got to get along. They've got to stay together. I said, what you're describing is a recipe for friction. There's going to be resentment, tremendous resentment. If the bulk of your estate passes to somebody else other than your daughter, it doesn't matter to her whether she needed it or not. Her cousins are going to inherit this company, and she's not going to get any of it. I said, there are other ways to do this and equalize. You can set up a buy-sell arrangement for these boys to buy the company. You can fund it with life insurance. You can dedicate life insurance to be used to benefit your daughter if you want to leave something else to these boys. There's ways to make everybody get ownership of or a piece of this pie. You can do voting and non-voting stock. You can have... you can leave the company and the stock into a trust and name an objective party to serve as trustee who would vote the stock. I mean, there's just a lot of creative solutions, but you've got to do something other than what you're planning. I read an article in New York Times about the File family here in New York. It was a multi-billion dollar real estate empire. And when when Louis File died, he had groomed his son Jeffrey to take over the business, and there was all these articles because Jeffrey's sisters were suing him, and it turned out that Jeffrey was running the company the way his father intended, but he was pumping all the profits back into the company, and each sister was getting about $300,000 a year, and in their family that was not much, and there was big resentment, and they sued him saying that he was trying to starve them out, and I think you have to think about an empire like that. You might have to sell off some pieces of real estate in order to provide cash flow to some of the players who are not going to be active in the business, because those girls aren't—they're not getting a salary like their brother Jeffrey got. And you know, Rockefeller family—they sold Rock Center. I mean, it can be done. The Pritzker family is a great example of doing things right. They broke up their empire. They had Hyatt Hotels. They had the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. They broke it up into pieces and divided it up. And therefore, people were able to figure out a way that everybody got something meaningful and had a cash flow stream coming their way.
Well, it's so refreshing is to hear, especially from an attorney, that the psychological aspect is so huge, is so paramount, and cannot be ignored. I mean, people can't just rush in and say, hey, well, this is the way it is, and they'll make it work, and they'll sign on the bottom line.
And I'm not going to be here to worry about it. Well, you know what? You'll roll over in your grave. I mean, people that care about their family need to rest in peace. And honestly, they deserve the peace of knowing that they've not left a mess behind for their kids to fight over.
My guest this evening is Marvin Blum, founding partner at the Blum Firm. They've been around for over three decades. You could reach them by going to theblumfirm.com, T-H-E-B-L-U-M-F-I-R-M. They're one of the, in Texas, they are the leading firm in this particular space, and certainly one of the leading firms in the nation. Before we take a quick short commercial break, the giveaway this week is the Evernote Premium 3-month subscription. You could win it by going to by actually sending a text to 64600, putting the letters MYB. Just text over MYB to 64600, and one lucky listener is going to win the Evernote Premium 3-month subscription. Good luck. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today, or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Hi, I'm Harold Sulkley, your friendly CPA. If you haven't done your past individual or business taxes, give me a call. 1-888-CPA-4066. I have 35 years of tax experience and have helped a lot of people with their federal and state tax problems. I am local, do all the work myself, have very reasonable fees, and you don't have to deal with anyone through telephone or computer in another state. Be aware that if you owe more than $10,000 to New York State and you don't make a deal with them, you can lose your driver's license. Since January 1st, if you owe the IRS a certain amount of money and you don't deal with them, you may lose your passport. So if you are thinking of starting a business and need an accountant, or you're not getting the service from your present person, call me and you will have pleasure or nachas or shashtya or guyo. So call me at 1-888-CPA-4066, 1-888-CPA-4066. I thank you.
And we're back. Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Marvin Blum, founding partner at the Blum Firm. They've been around for over three decades, and they have a lot of areas of specialty, but in particular, we're talking tonight about business succession planning. Marvin, again, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thanks for having me.
Now, family businesses are often the glue that keeps families together. Do you have any tips on, you know, how to keep them together, especially when the founder passes on?
Yeah, I was listening to a speech by one of the gurus in this area. His name is Dennis Jaffe. And Dennis said how important it is for the generation one, the matriarch and patriarch, to leave behind a legacy letter or a love letter addressed to future generations. And in this case, he read a letter written by the matriarch of a family. And I'll tell you, the women in this case are very powerful here because they are very often the glue in the family. And this was a woman who wrote a letter to her future generations. And she said, I want this to be read every year at a family retreat. And it's going to be read in times to come to people who never even met her. But basically, she said, your ancestor, my husband, made this family very well off. He worked hard, and we created this very successful family business. And it's a very important asset to us. But she says to them, there are pitfalls inherent in having a family business. Be vigilant for the warning signs. And here's the powerful language. I would rather you dismantle our family business than squabble over it. Now, I think that's powerful because a lot of times people need permission from the matriarch and patriarch to say, you know what, this is tearing us apart. Let's sell this business and let's live together peacefully. And that's what she's telling them. Even though it is part of our lifeblood here, I want you to never let it get to the point of tearing you apart. And so we've created a trust in our firm. I'll call it FAST, F-A-S-T, stands for Family Advancement Sustainability Trust. And this is a trust vehicle that I don't hear anyone else talking about, but it is an idea that came to me, and it is to park some assets in a trust and use those assets to pay for family education, preparing heirs, having family retreats, we do an annual Passover getaway trip with our family. It would be to continue doing Passover getaways, for example. And
that's glue.
Glue, and it will provide the money to pay for it, because my experience is that the kids are not necessarily going to want to pay for those things after mom and dad are gone. So this will provide the money, and it also designates somebody in charge of this trust who's paid to make sure that these retreats happen and all of this good stuff happens. So I'm all a believer in setting aside a pocket of money. You can fund it with life insurance, but it's dedicated to keeping the family glued together.
Smart. Now, Marvin, I understand that you're a big fan of Warren Buffett and actually attend the Berkshire Hathaway annual meetings in Omaha. You know, talk about it.
No, it is a real convention of cronies who worship at the altar of Warren Buffett. But I will tell you, I had the opportunity to ask him twice now. I've had the opportunity to ask him a question at the meeting. And you've got 50,000 people listening to you. It's very intimidating. Right. But anyway, once I asked him about his estate plan and how you can leave money to kids without ruining them. And he said, first of all, he's famous for saying you leave them enough so they can do anything, but not so much that they can do nothing. Okay? But he said, it's not so much the amount. He said, it's more they're looking to you as an example. And if you want your kids not to be ruined by money, then you have to live in such a way that they follow your example. I thought it was very powerful.
Yeah. And in fact, even the New York Times piece that did come up, that concept about making sure that you're also preparing the children. In fact, it was discussed in here that the rules of communication, you know, for the wealthiest families, the goal is to keep the family together and as an economic entity for generations, et cetera.
And he requires all his managers to submit to him a letter every 2 years designating who he calls if that manager doesn't wake up one day. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be running your company if you're gone? So he's a big believer in succession planning. So
he has that in the contract.
He does. And here's to Warren Buffett. Well, you know, follow the lead.
Does he have any other advice offhand on business transition planning?
You know, the other thing I talked to him about was philanthropy. And he's a big believer that, you know, when you build an empire like most people that work all their lives and have dedicated themselves to this business and created, he said, you know, there comes a time when your kids have enough. And really think about helping others and the role of philanthropy. And if selling a company is an ideal time that I have found that people can make a nice charitable gift, because this is the first time in their life they've become liquid. But I want to point out, if you make the gift before you sign the contract, so I want to give away 10%. Before you sign the sales contract, I give 10% of my business to a charity. And then you sign the sales contract and sell the company. You're going to end up in the same place as you would have at the end of the day, but you would have saved 10% of your capital gain tax because of the order of events. If you gave it away before you signed the contract versus if you wait till after you close and give them a check. So just changing the order of doing it can save 10%. So in a case, a company sells for $10 million and you want to make a $1 million gift, making it in the right order will save $238,000 of tax. Wow. Just do it in the right order. But if you've already sold the business, it's too late. Call an advisor before you enter into the sales contract.
Any words of wisdom that you can share with us for someone who's about to embark on the process of business transition planning?
Well, the number one is just get started. Don't wait. And the number two, this is brief, is don't look for perfection. You will never find the perfect solution. And perfection is our enemy here. So get something in place, even if imperfect, and you can tweak it later, but get something down. Something's better than nothing.
Marvin, I can't thank you enough for joining me here on tonight's edition of Mind Your Business. Folks, in case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up on the iTunes channel. You can access it easily by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Scroll down to the guests, and you'll see Marvin's pretty face. And just click on it, and you'll see the link directly, whether you want to listen to it directly on your computer or you want to go to the iTunes channel. Eventually, the video will be in there. But Marvin, as you bring it to a close, any final thoughts that you could share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Just if you love your family, then take
care of them. And who doesn't?
And who doesn't? Take care of them. This is an important part of loving your family.
So, and again, if someone wants to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
www.theblumfirm.com.
Well, that brings another great edition of Mind Your Business to a close. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.